could anticipate a lot of the same, absolutely. We already have something planned for the first day that you might not want to miss. Did I say that right? That would be the first day of full squad.
The Grammy-winning Chicago Cubs, I mean, the world champion, World Series-winning Chicago Cubs. Anthony Rizzo at the Grammys, but he found himself down in Mesa, Arizona, taking some batting practice. The full squad doesn't report till Saturday, but they're all there. They all got there early. I guess they report tomorrow. Full squad first is on Saturday. Pitchers and catchers today. Kevin Powell is in Mesa for the big, this is unprecedented. We use that word all the time for the Trump White House, but for spring training, it's unprecedented. The defending world champion Chicago Cubs getting back underway. Kevin Powell, of course, WGN Radio Sports, and you can hear him every afternoon with Ro and Anna. Kevin, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Justin. You're right, though. I don't think that's an overstatement. It is unprecedented. The Cubs are trying to defend their first World Series in 108 years. So let's keep that 108 number alive somehow, some way. But that's what this Cubs team is trying to do. And, yeah, you mentioned Rizzo taking batting practice today, and that cut that you guys played coming out, that was Madden answering a question about sort of his gimmicks and antics that he pulls in spring training to sort of lighten things up. You may remember last year he had his 70s van, yeah, and they had the hippie attire. They had a magician. They had actual baby Cubs on the field, karaoke. So all those sorts of things. So he was asked about that, and he said he's got something in store Saturday, which is when it's the full squad workout. But, yeah, I mean, and it's not even just this week where everyone's been here. It's sort of just been kind of the past few weeks. I mean, some of these guys are trying to get early reps in. Rizzo's been in and out of here. Schwarber's definitely been here the past few weeks. And, man, he's just a blast to watch in batting practice. I could just watch him hit bombs to right field all day long. And I was a little worried because, remember, last year he put one through a windshield. You know, there's sort of a parking lot which is behind right field of one of their practice diamonds, and then that parking lot is in between the diamond and Sloan Park where they play the actual game. So a lot of the media park right there because it's closest, you know, in between. And he gets up there, and I'm like, man, how does this work? Like, if he breaks my windshield, do I have to pay for this? Or is it WGA?
Yeah, that's in the employee handbook. No, it's in the handbook that you have to pay out of pocket if it hits the rental car.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
I'm parking on the opposite side of the stadium tomorrow.
You should park in tram. Find the. All right, so let's talk about this team. I mean, you know, Joe Madden was talking about, you know, the antics and things, but what that's all about really is about keeping this team loose. And he talked about the concept, and you talked about it a little bit this afternoon, about keeping this team uncomfortable. More than ever, that's appropriate after winning a World Series. This team, you know, needs to find its motivation.
Yeah, and I just love listening to Joe Madden talk because sometimes I'm listening to him, I'm like, I can apply that to my life a little bit as well. And, I mean, everything he says has such a strong meaning, whatever you want to call it to. But, yeah, he talked about being uncomfortable. I think that's a perfect way of putting it. I mean, these guys, if they become comfortable, if they become complacent with what they've done, then everything they sort of talked about right after the World Series, and you see this at every rally in sports, but people naturally are going to talk about repeats and dynasties. But I think with this team, they don't shy away from that because for most outsiders, you look at the roster and you look at the youth and how stacked they are, and on paper you're like, well, yeah, I mean, this absolutely could be a dynasty, no question about it. And I think the players believe it, but I think they have their heads screwed on right. It's sort of similar to spring training last year where even just today, I mean, the guys are showing up early. They're putting reps in. It's just that whole environment that the Cubs put out has winning written all over it. I mean, it really does.
Let me ask you.
I don't think any of these guys are going to be comfortable.
I mean, one of the things that we see more, you always hear about it maybe in basketball or maybe in hockey, you hear about when a team goes deep into the postseason and wins a world championship, the turnaround to get back on the playing field, in this case, you know, the diamond, is shorter than everybody else. I mean, when you think about pitchers and Tommy John and all the other things that go into it, a lot of the teams that were out in the first round or didn't make the playoffs, they've been resting for an extra 2 months over the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Cubs pitching staff and some of the injured players that we've talked about, like a Schwarber. Does that play in at all? Is that being addressed about the idea that there has been such a short turnaround for this team to get back to baseball?
Yeah, that was asked about today, and I think the thing the Cubs have going for them, and Theo Epstein talked about it today, he said really with this turnaround and the rebuild and sort of his experience around Major League Baseball was that it's a player's game, it's a player's league, and as long as you have the right guys in place, and this is the way Theo put it, this is, I'm paraphrasing a bit, but he essentially says we turn the team over to the players. So I think when they recognize the type of character players they have, which they're a bunch of good guys on this team, Joe Maddon can come out and say something after Theo just said that, and Joe and Theo agreed that they publicly said today if any of their players come to them and think they're pushing them too hard, they'll pull back in spring training. They have a very systematic approach to this and how many reps guys are getting. But I think it says a lot for your manager, your president of baseball operations to say publicly that they're willing to listen to the players. And if a player truly believes they're being pushed too hard or it's hampering their long-term success or health for that season, yeah, they trust them enough. You're not going to see that with most teams. I mean, that's against conventional coaching in all of sports. A guy tells you you're going too hard, what are they going to do? They're going to go tell you to run a lap. There's just a different vibe with this team where there's a trust and a bond between upper management, between manager Joe Maddon, and between the players. It's an interesting dynamic, really.
Let's talk about, we're talking with Kevin Powell. He's in Mesa, Arizona. He's got his capri pants on, his golf polo. You know, he's doing the...
Got to stay comfy, got to stay loose, got to stay loose, kind of stylish.
Got to stay breezy. You got to stay breezy. Got to be breezy out in the desert. All right, so let's talk, I mean, the additions and subtractions to this team. There's an interesting piece I was reading about Theo Epstein today and his philosophy on adding people. We saw Travis Wood sort of being a free agent up to the minute where the Kansas City Royals swept him up right before pitchers and catchers started. No big additions, nothing like we saw last year with Dexter Fowler. They're really taking a philosophy to look later into the season.
I think that makes sense. I mean, there's no real reason to tinker with a lot of things at this point. And Jed Hoyer, the general manager, said today, flat out, he said they don't really have much in the works right now, so don't expect anything to happen. You know, take that with a grain of salt. I mean, obviously, but I don't think they do, and I don't think they necessarily need to. I mean, to me, it's the question marks, if there are question marks, and most of the question marks are good problems to have. Like, hey, where are you going to play Kyle Schwarber every day?
Yeah.
That's a very good problem to have, and you have Joe Maddon, who will make the right decision almost every time. I guess if there are some serious question marks, to me, it's the bullpen. We'll see what Rondon, who kind of faded towards the end there. Wade Davis seems like a pretty trustworthy closer. There's not a whole lot of concern there. And then at the back end of the rotation, you have Mike Montgomery fighting for that fifth spot. You have Brett Anderson, who they brought in. He's a lefty, and when he's healthy, he's really good. He's just had a lot of arm issues. So I think they've created a little bit of competition there, but not a whole lot of question marks. And I don't know what right now why you would do anything or move a prospect or anything like that, especially because, and I've stressed this all offseason when people ask me if I think they're going to repeat, I go, look, if you see how part of it is luck, sure, part of it starts now in spring training, how well they did in the health department, not a whole lot of DL since. Of course, there's a Schwarber freak injury, but other than that, maybe a short stint for Fowler. John Lackey had a precautionary DL stint. I mean, so there's no reason. They need to stay healthy. That's the biggest thing.
That's the biggest thing.
If somebody does go down, then you can make that move at the deadline and save your pieces and, you know, for when it really matters.
Well, it's also basic. I mean, I guess the way that baseball works these days. I mean, the trading deadline has become for all teams that are figuratively out of it, you know, by July, they're looking to sell these pieces off. They know that. That's the philosophy going into the season. The White Sox have already talked about, well, maybe we'll keep Quintana around till the deadline. You know, I mean, there is a different way that baseball is sort of approaching the economics of the game. And it seems like the Cubs have already talked about, even on the first day of spring training, talking about, you know, sort of collecting their money and having it ready for a big acquisition at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and markets are created as the season goes on. Who's available, who's not available, who thought they were going to be contenders. You know, I think the thing as well is adding relievers is probably how would I put it? I shouldn't say easiest thing to add because it's not easy, but I think there's a lot of options out there because there are teams paying relievers a lot of money, closers, setup men, where if they become, you know, sellers near the deadline, that's a perfect opportunity for a team like the Cubs to capitalize and bring in an extra arm in the bullpen for the final stretch in the postseason. But yeah, I mean, back to your original point, right now, I think they're just fine with who they have on their rosters. There's no reason to stretch for anybody else here.
Well, let me ask you about the offense. I mean, right now the plan in center field, I guess, is to play John Jay in some way, or is Double A, is Elmora ready to go, to be the starting center fielder for this Cubs team?
Probably one of the biggest, question marks in terms of the lineup and in the field. The good thing with Jay is he's an insurance blanket. There's no question that's what he was brought in here for, is that if Elmora does struggle, they know they can put Jay in there, who's just a guy who is always kind of there. He finds a way to get on base. He's a really good defender. So there shouldn't be a ton of concern there, even if Elmora. But to me, I mean, man, even in the postseason and down the stretch last season, all the tools Elmora has, I think he could be a guy that hits, you know, 15 home runs, drives in 65 RBIs, and hits 275. I think the Cubs will be pretty happy with that as long as he's playing a strong defense. In terms of what they do at the leadoff spot, there's all sorts of options. If Elmora pans out, you can put him at the top spot. Kyle Schwarber, who's hit leadoff before, and I've always loved that philosophy of putting Schwarber there, especially when you look at pitching matchups, if you're facing a righty. I just love how, and you saw this in the postseason, where Maddon sets up his lineup where it just feels like it overwhelms pitchers from the get-go. I mean, you have to go Schwarber, Bryant, Rizzo? Godspeed. Godspeed opposing pitchers. I mean, I love that. It has to suck the life out of a pitcher, right, before they even throw the first pitch. You have to face Kyle Schwarber, Bryant, and then if you don't want Schwarber there, you could put Ben Zobers back at the leadoff spot. I mean, there's so many options that Maddon can play around with. And then I guess one other question mark is, what will Jason Hayward's swing look like this year? We know he's sort of tinkered with it, and we've seen some stuff on social media where he's changing hands and yada, yada. So I'm interested to get a look at him Saturday when they get full squad work.
Oh, yeah. If he goes back to form, that's like adding a free agent. You know, Kevin, before we let you go, I mean, it's hard to say because it's the first day. Pitchers and catchers report today, but this is a defending World Series champ team. This isn't just the Cubs. Can you feel or do you notice a change in the crowd and people being around there, the national media reporting on this team from years past? I mean, last year they were kind of celebrities in the way that everyone was waiting for this team to win. Does it feel any different now that they've won?
It didn't feel – honestly, it doesn't. A little bit, of course, because they're champions. But I think last year, I mean – don't forget, when we were here just a year ago last spring, everyone was expecting them to do what they did.
Yeah.
And you got to give them credit. So I think there was that hype, there was that pressure, and they embraced it. But yeah, the media room, because there's the Cubs training complex, and then a few hundred yards away is the park. So the training complex is a media room, and I was sitting Indian style like I was in third grade because it was absolutely packed in there. There was cameras, there was national media, ESPN, all those guys. So we were just swarmed in there, and last thing I wanted to do was upset any veteran writers and get in their way or anything like that. So there was a few of us sort of squatting on the ground in front of cameras, but whatever it takes to get the job done, right, Jason?
Yeah, did you see the at LAX, they paparazzi Rizzo coming out of LAX for the Grammys when he's going to fly to Arizona? He might have even got on TMZ, the idea that he was coming through the airport there. I thought that was awesome.
He's Mr. Superstar. Now, today it was kind of funny because he took batting practice, and, you know, when they start to walk off the diamond, the media starts to work their way in case they're willing to stop, and Rizzo goes, "This is not today, folks." And then he kind of turned around, he turned around and smiled and said, "Don't worry, I'll be here all spring." So Anthony Rizzo is loving it, having fun as usual. I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk to him tomorrow or at some point.
Week. Kevin Powell is in Mesa for the Cubs spring training. Started today. Full squad will be on Saturday. You can hear him every afternoon here on WGN, as well as all over the place doing reports with the beat on the weekends, but also with Rowan Anna on his regular spot he does from 3 to 7 here on 720 WGN. Kevin, thanks for joining us, bud.
Thank you, Jess. I'll talk soon, man.